GIMP version 2.8 has a new tool called the Cage Transform tool. This tool allows you to stretch and deform an image. In this video, I'll be demonstrating how to use this new tool. I'm going to be using this image right here, and I'll start by making a duplicate of this image. So I'll go over here and I'll press on the duplicate button. And now I'll select the Cage Transform tool, which is this button right here. And down here you'll notice that the first option is selected, which is Create or Adjust the Cage. So now I'll just go over to the image and I'll start clicking around the portion of the image that I want to manipulate. And so I'm just going to go around the edge here. And every place that I click creates a node that I'll be able to move later on. And then when I'm done, I just go up and click on my starting point, and that'll finish this selection. So if we go over here, you see that it's automatically changed selections to our second option, which is deform the cage to deform the image. If we still wanted to make a change to our initial selection, we could click on the first option again, and that'll let us go back here and move these selection nodes around. If I double click in the middle of a line, it'll allow me to add additional nodes. So now let's go back here and select the second option so we can start deforming our image. And all you need to do is to click on a node and then just drag it to a new position. And so I'll just drag a couple of these nodes around. And you can see how it's deforming the image. And if you want to select more than one node at a time, just move your cursor outside of any nodes and then press and hold the mouse button, and this will allow you to drag a rectangle around the nodes that you want to include. And now you can see these are both selected because the nodes are square, and so I just need to click on either one of them and it allows me to move both of them at the same time. So I'm going to do the same thing here, and I'm going to select these four nodes, and then I'll move them. And I think I'll move one more node. I'm going to pull this one up a little bit. And you might notice that since I've shrunk my image down a little bit, you can see some of the original vehicle that I had here. You could get rid of this by checking this checkbox here, and this will fill in the original position of the cage with a plain color. But I don't want it changed to a plain color because that's not the background that I have. And now when you're satisfied with your image, you'll notice down here at the bottom, it says press Enter to commit the transform. So all you need to do is press the Enter key on your keyboard, and this will finalize this transform. But now we're left with these artifacts, that's the original vehicle right here, and also around these edges here, you can see a line. So I'll show you how you can get rid of that. I'll go over here and select the Free Transform tool. Then I'll just start drawing a selection in between the image that I just changed and the old image that I want to get rid of. So this is pretty easy to do. And I don't need to get right up next to my image. I just need for it to be in between the old image and the new image. And then when I get back to the starting point, I just click that to finalize this selection. So next, resize the area that you've just selected. And you can do that by using the Scale tool. So just click that right here. And then click on the image that you'd like to scale. And this gives you handles in the four corners and each of the edges. Just pull the handles and scale up the image until it's covering the area that you want to block. And that looks good, about right there. And then just press the scale button. And this new scaled image is placed in a floating selection layer, so you need to come over and anchor it by pressing this button right here. And now we still have some areas that we need to touch up around the top here and around the sides and bottom. So now go over to this layer, right click, and choose Add Alpha Channel. And this will allow us to make part of our image transparent. Then go over to the Eraser tool and select a soft brush. I'm going to use a brush with hardness of 050. And then you can come over to your image and just start erasing some of this top image and let the bottom image show through. And then this will get rid of some of the lines that you have around here. And it's a good idea to release your mouse button every once in a while and then press it and start again. That way, if you need to go back, you can go back without deleting everything that you've done. Okay, this looks like it's blended in pretty well now. So now I have my new manipulated image. Well, that concludes this video. Thanks for watching, and please subscribe and leave a comment.